Yes.
13th meeting, the Borough Assembly here in 2026. All right, we're back in session, please. Audience, we've gaveled back in, please. Thank you. No problem. I know things are happening fast. 15, new business. We'll begin with item A, ordinance 2026-05, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the FY 2026 budget for known changes. This is the first reading. If approved in three readings, this ordinance would make changes to the following funds. Secure Rural Schools Revenue. The federal government approved the Secure Rural Schools Reauthorization Act of 2025 on December 18, 2025. The borough received its FY 24 payment on March 23, 2026, in the amount of $722,484 for Title I schools and roads. A letter from the state of Alaska is attached. Also, elderly housing, Fund 470. Funds are proposed for replacement of elderly housing's 44-year-old dry sprinkler system, valve, and air compressor, which have exceeded their useful life. Details are included in the attached memorandum. Fire Department. To complete funding for the new SCBA tanks, we talked about a couple meetings back, to replace the expiring equipment. This expenditure was authorized by Resolution 2026-05, approved March 16th, 2026. The resolution is attached. And last but not least, wastewater outfall repair project fund 764. This adds $275,000 in loan funding from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, ADEC, as well as $275,000 expense for the project. I would entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its first reading.
So moved.
Motion to approve ordinance 2026-05 as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Mucci. Member Newman, since you made the motion, you're welcome to open with the floor. Or you're welcome to pass, of course.
Call for discussion.
Member Mucci?
Yeah.
Quick backup. As a general rule, if you make the motion, you have the right of first refusal to speak, so no.
Oh, sorry. I guess. Yeah. Point of discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
We're good now. Member Mucci, go ahead.
Thank you. Regarding the dry sprinkler system at Mountain View Manor or assisted elderly housing, is that the dry sprinkler system, is that the latest technology in sprinkler systems? Just trying to figure it out.
The main part of the system is still in place, of course, because it's all the pipes and everything, but the guts that run it got all replaced in the mechanical room with the newest technology. Yes.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Just briefly, since the first reading, I'll be voting yes on it today. As one of my predecessors, Nancy Strand, always said, I look forward to hearing from the public during the public hearing on the second go around. Any further discussion before I call the roll? Clerk, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, ordinance 2026-05 passes unanimously in its first reading. Item B, resolution 2026-07, a resolution of the Petersburg Borough Assembly approving the sale of two borough-owned parcels to 13 Rentals LLC. If approved, resolution 2026-07 will authorize the sale of two borough-owned parcels at 805 and 807 Haugen Drive to 13 Rentals LLC, a sole member LLC owned by Dave Omer under the negotiated contract of sale for the purposes of constructing two residential duplexes. The Planning Commission recommended approval after a July 8, 2025 public hearing, and the Assembly later authorized direct negotiations. Parcels are not needed for municipal use, and PMC 16.12.160C requires Assembly approval by resolution for their disposal. The contract of sale is attached to this agenda item. I'd entertain motion to approve this sale.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Valentine. Member Mucci, would you like the floor?
No, thank you at this time.
Sounds good. Discussion. Just briefly, I wanted to thank the borough manager for getting this done. It sounds like it's pretty smooth negotiation, so thank you, sir.
He was the easiest of any of these negotiated sales we've done. So kudos to Dave Ulmer for being very easy for us to work with.
Call it a win. Seeing no further discussion, will the clerk please call the roll?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes. Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton-Greger?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2026-07 passes unanimously. Moving us on to item C, resolution 2026-08, a resolution authorizing the application for and execution of a state revolving fund loan. If approved, resolution 2026-08 will authorize the borough manager to apply for and execute a state revolving fund loan from the Alaska Clean Water Fund in an amount up to $275,000 to finance the Frederick Sound Wastewater Outfall Repair Project. Loan repayment would occur over a term not to exceed 20 years, as within the voter-approved Wastewater Enterprise Fund debt authorization. I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Martin. Discussion. Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, I think this is a good thing for the borough, and I'm supportive of this resolution. Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be good to get this this going. Any other further discussion from the Assembly on this item? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton-Greger?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2026-08 passes unanimously, bringing us on to item D, resolution 2026-09, a resolution declaring that four leases at Scow Bay may be terminated as the properties are needed to allow construction of the new haulout and boatyard project. If approved, this resolution will determine that certain borough-owned lease premises at the Scow Bay project site are needed for a public purpose and authorized termination of four existing leases to allow construction of a fully funded boat haulout and workyard project. I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Martin, I believe. Discussion. Member Mucci, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You bet.
I might come back to this after we've had some discussion, but yeah, you know, I'm supportive of this. Over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I don't think I talked to Mr. Cook, but I think I've talked to everybody who has vested interests out there, and I understand their concerns. And I share a lot of their concerns about being able to continue working with their businesses. I know things might be interrupted, but I'm hoping that the borough can be have some latitude with some of these business owners to make sure that they're able to continue doing business out there. And when I was out there the other day, I had one of the questions I have is there's a pile of boats on blocks out there. Are those boats on blocks, are they part of the businesses that are working out there, or are they, I don't understand.
Is that a question, Member Mucci?
Yes. I don't understand who they belong to.
In that case, I was into this anyway. I was going to defer to the Harbor Master to maybe briefly address that, and then also just speak big picture to why you think it's important for us to pass this. If that's okay, Harbor Master Wallen.
Sure, yeah. Well, we have to speak to Member Mucci's comments. Yeah, we have got leasers out there that currently have vessels that are under construction and deconstruction at various parts of the lease. And so all of that's going to have to leave before we start the process of the design for the future out there. So yeah, those are all, I mean, that's what it is, a boat yard. And so there's varying degrees of boats on blocks. And so I'm not particularly clued in on which particular lease you're talking about, the one up against the beach or the one that's further up in the corner.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I understand that who owns what pieces of hooped buildings. But are all the boats that are on blocks, they're part of the leasees?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And can you speak big picture to?
Why you want us to approve this?
Well, I'd like you to approve it because I appreciate the people that have been out there working for 15 plus years and see really the vision that we have for that facility. I've been working on it since 1993. So it is, we're here at the point where we're really going to be pulling the trigger on developing what the vision has been for over 30 years. And so the process is that we need to clean house, clear out the space so we can turn a contractor loose. And, you know, if you've seen the pictures, the pretty pictures, we're going to almost triple the size of the property out there and have a working facility. So we need to clean house so that everything can be graded properly and reevaluated. We have to go through the process of having assessors and people come out and evaluate the value of the property. We also have gotten the bulk of this money from the federal government, and so they're going to need to have specific language in future leases that need to identify that, you know, if you don't use this facility for what we gave you the money for, we want our money back. So we have to make sure that those leases are all fall in line with a lot of the planned future. So big picture is I would love to be able to follow the schedule that we've provided to the lessees well ahead of what our requirements were. We wanted to make sure that that they know what we're looking at as far as the schedule and give them as much time as they can to come up with, you know, backup plans for their businesses. And I think we're using really good, hopefully the schedule will use the least amount of time as possible. We're giving them through, you know, the usable season this year. December 1 is our hope that we could turn it over to a contractor to start working, and they could use a lot of the allowable environmental time. There's in-water work that's going to have to happen that has a very strict timeline around it. So we want to be able to you do that in-water work prior to the April 15th cutoff, and then maybe they can be able to work after the in-water work done is work on the upland side of it. So I think we're trying to really use the calendar well and be as the least amount of impact to the existing businesses as we can. We also are trying to put into language with the contractor being able to use the amphibious airplane haul out that we've been using successfully for the last couple decades. We're not going to tear that out. It's going to as is where is until hopefully we can get a basin built for a new harbor. So we'll be able to use those with, there'll be some considerations. We'll have to work with the contractor and maybe identify some timeline where we can get boats in and out across to the private property that's will, I'm assuming, remain open. And I'm hoping, you know, I just really would hope that this is optimistic. I know it's the glass is half full on the timeline, but we're really trying to make the best use of the upcoming year. And then hopefully we can invite everybody to the ribbon cutting in 2027 and just move forward with a really successful project.
Just a quick follow-up, Glorianne, and maybe you can't answer that, and that's okay. But so for the existing leaseholders, and again, I don't know the particulars, but is there potential for them to, in the future, apply for new leases at the completion of the facility?
Yes.
I assumed as much, but I tried
not to. We spent a lot of time and we're spending a lot of money to build a facility that that will enhance that sector. And I sure hope this is all not for naught. You know, I sure hope it's not all for naught.
Waiting a while.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Harbor Master Rollin. Saw a bunch of hands. Are you one of them?
I was one of them.
Go for it. It's yours.
Two questions for the Harbor Master. And sorry to kind of put you on the spot here, but you know, I had some compelling discussion earlier. These people are being impacted financially. First question is, what is the Harbor Department Borough doing to mitigate the financial stress on those businesses? And then the second question is, what are the long-term benefits to those businesses?
So to mitigate, I think we've done a really well thought out schedule, and giving the timeline, instead of the 90 days that's required, we've given them almost 200 days. Just notification that this is going to happen, and we won't shut it down prior to the end of September, giving everybody full, you know, the opportunity to use up all their bottom paint, if they, you know, all of those things, and that we won't move ahead of that schedule. So really trying to use the calendar year. I've been in the business for a lot of long time, and I know that most of the boats are pulled out and secure prior to December 1st. And so that's what we tried to use the calendar year. And I think that is all we can do. I mean, I don't know if there's a better time frame. I, you know, people can talk to me about that. And if the case arises where, you know, the federal government isn't ready to pull the trigger yet, this resolution gives the city manager authority to, you know, kick that can down the road another month or two. So we're trying to really set it up for benefit to those leases and all the people that use them. It's going to be a circus out there. It is going to be quite a operation if it goes according to plan. And those partials along the perimeter of that circus are going to have front row seats. And the application process will probably address that. I would hope that we will have language in there that the applicants will be able to decide if this is the best location for them in the future. Financially, those the lease, I can only imagine, is going to be a little more expensive than it is now, and because it's going to be the front row seat. I know a lot of the property holders in the perimeter are eagerly waiting for businesses that could possibly pop up in the next however long you want to say. So I think this is going to be really give us an asset here locally that I don't know where it'll end. I mean, I'm hoping it'll bring people to town, both users and people that will benefit by starting businesses. The other thing that I want to promote is, as a harbor master, I've worked really hard to make sure that the public-private partnership is in place. I want to make sure that there are ways for people to work on their own boats under their own abilities, that there will be areas for, you know, the grid. The grid is going to be available. We probably won't be able to use it, you know, EPA standards. So now we have another opportunity for people to haul their boats out and do their own work. And I think that's worth protecting. And so that's what we hope to provide. There'll be roughly 22 spaces if we have vessels of all shapes and sizes, up to what we would consider probably your 68-70 foot vessel under 150 ton. Who knows? I'm an optimistic person, and I got into this because Strumdahl and I got into this because there was hope that we could put in another harbor out there, and this is kind of the first leg of all of that. So that's the only area that we have within the borough to expand the waterfront. Downtown is really, we've used every corner we have. So I think this is where our new location will be, and we've got a lot of planning that's gone into it, and it's within sight. It's within sight.
Further discussion, Member Valentine.
Thank you. Of course, there's going to be a lot of questions here, but thank you for that. More from me. So long term, I think it's clear that it's good for the town good for industry in Petersburg. I mean, that's what I guess my demographic of people would like is, you know, security in different areas around here besides just fishing, right? So that's good. However, as a business owner, short term, don't like it. It stinks. It stinks to be it stinks to have something kind of just out of your control and your business gets stopped. Now, there are contingencies in play that help them move forward. And that's great. I just am curious about, you have an extension to the end of the summer, which is great. That means we can use the haul out up until then and then through the manager extension, so long as the construction, you know, it keeps moving back or forward or whatever it is. So if, help me through this, let's say they pull boats out in September, and it sounds like construction will hopefully start in December. How long do you think the construction will last? This is multi-part questioning here. How long do we think the construction will last to like kind of get it 90% functioning, fully functioning? Do we know, roughly? Within a year, 2 years, a couple months?
Yeah, I think contractors are going to want to get in there and get it done. I mean, they're going to get paid when it gets done. So they usually have a very...
So somewhat quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're hoping to... So yeah, what, we're hoping year and a half.
Year and a half, yeah, to get it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But remember, nobody's shutting anybody down. The right. ramp will be there. There may be days that we say, hey, let's give 48 hours notice to, you know, if you got to haul a boat out.
After September 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so it's still usable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nobody's talking about shutting any ramp down.
I didn't see that in here in this language here, so that's why I'm making sure I'm saying this out loud so the public can hear this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, something right away, the whole, anyway,
okay.
Keep going.
Great. So then that was going to answer my next question, which was, if this was going to close down on September 30th, and these guys spent all that time to pull boats out, but it wasn't available to put them back in, then all these people would get stuck with their boats on land, which they should be in the water, right?
No, the ramp is not being shut down.
Got it. Okay.
That ramp is going, I mean, it's not, we're not, there's no dollars put in
Thank
to
you.
Demo the
okay.
ramp. That
okay.
is there, the amphibious airplane ramp.
Right,
side.
Okay. So it's still usable. I didn't see it in the
yes.
resolution here that would help me with that. So thank you for clearing that up for me. And I think that answers most of my other things.
Sounds good, you. Member Valentine. Member Schwartz.
Glow, is that ramp leased by those guys, or is it just an easement there? Or is it just you say, hey, go ahead and use it, boys?
Yeah, you got to get a permit from us so that we know that you're. You know.
Well, I don't need it, but I'm thinking about Mergus and Taylor and those. They're going to continue to use
yes.
that for their. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Further discussion? Member Mucci, go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, that's a great explanation. And I think people need to understand that they need to start thinking about where they're going to move those facilities and where those boats are going to move. But in light of that conversation, are we having that same conversation about where we're moving the fire hall and the training towers within the same time frame?
May I answer that
Absolutely.
Question?
Go ahead, Mr. Manager.
So through the mayor, the fire hall location stays where it is. Now, that doesn't mean that we aren't trying to plan for a future location for that fire hall. But right now, we don't have the money or the land. So it's in our capital project list to fund $100,000 from somewhere, potentially buy land if it comes available, that could be a location for the fire hall. But we don't have the money yet, and I've asked Glo and Liz as they plan through this, you know, the fire hall itself has to stay where it is. That doesn't mean that we won't have days that there's work going on around it, but we have to leave the fire hall alone for the moment until we can find an alternate location. There is an issue with the training. They've got some training materials. They're made out of containers as well as a training tower. Training tower has to be disassembled. It's in concrete. So that one's, you know, home built. It's going to come apart and probably won't be able to be put back together. So we're talking through alternatives. Where could we put a training facility on a shorter term? The containers can be moved. On a temporary basis, we have a location, a borough location to move them to. But the volunteers would like them put back at some point in a location that they can continue to do training. And we haven't 100% worked that out. We've looked at several different pieces of property. But again, a lot of it's money. You know, we have not funded that at this point.
Thank you.
Member Martin.
Oh, to Steve, my concern and my sympathies lie with 13 Marine, and that all of the things you just mentioned for the fire hall would apply to the business there, you know, the...
I, through the mayor, I can speak to that. The difference is in, you know, the reason the businesses have to be moved at a certain time is that whole facility, not where the fire station is, but all the rest of it where the outline of the work yard is going to be, have to be graded, and the contractor is going to need access to that. That doesn't impact the fire hall location. Where the containers are, it does, because that's, am I saying that right? Yeah. Because they're that extra, what we don't want is to have that thing graded improperly so you have water run out going where you don't want it, where you don't want the runoff going. So that was decided a long time ago and planned in. But where the current leases are, they're out spread out throughout the lot, and they have to be gone in a way that allows that place to be graded and prepared for when it's future use. So I think Glo's done a very good job of communicating the differences as far as where the work's going to be done when. And she also said something that bears repeating, which is several. One, we've got to meet the needs of the federal grant, or we have to pay it back, and we don't want to do that. And the other piece of it is, you know, that facility has been planned for 30 years, where we've basically talked about what the plans are going to be. The fire hall, unfortunately, has always been one of those things that'd be great, but when they planned for that, they didn't include the fire hall going in part of the project. It was outside the project bounds.
Right, follow up. The are the lease lots now, are they professionally surveyed? Are they very spelled out, you know, like a
square footage? Sure. That's how we, yeah.
I mean, are there corners that have been mm-hmm. posted and all that? Are those spaces going to be redrawn once the regrade takes place?
Yeah, there will be changes made that, you know, we're expanding the width and the size and everything. And so, you know, they will have to be redrawn and reassessed and applications put in on based on, you know, the size needed. You know, you never know how many leases could be out there depending on the needs.
I'm just wondering if an empty spot could be prepped, and then maybe 13 Marine could relocate onto that instead of having to go to a third lot before they come back, if they could move once.
There, you know, we're going to a lot of expense to put utilities in. So I would imagine future leases need to be, you know, one and done, moving around. It's just, I mean, if you need somebody to be the bad guy, I mean, I just have to say we have to go in there and do it right the first time. And this has to happen. It has to happen. And
my understanding was nothing's going underneath the existing structures. It's just going to be a grade on those lots over there on the perimeter. Was there going to be some
fill?
Some work done under, something there, more than fill?
It'll be fill. And so, you know, if you leave one alone, then pretty soon, like we know, rain runoff, and we've got, you know, EP standards that need to be graded. Yeah, it just...
Do you understand, though, what I was saying about prepping one, allowing them to move over onto it?
And then move them back?
No, they would have the option to stay at the new one instead of moving off-site and moving back. I think that doubles the cost of the move, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and have the, sure. I mean, we probably could do that at the cost of, you know, the overall project. Every time you do things.
Would this resolution preclude us from doing that later if we pass it?
Yeah, it'd be an attorney question.
One of the, if I may jump in.
Go ahead.
One of the challenges is we knew this was going to be difficult, which is why in the existing leases, every one of them has a clause that says at some point we're going to be doing this project, be prepared for it. I know it's easy to sign something and then say, okay, I don't have to worry about it anymore. But now they're worried about it, and I get it. I understand why. But the borough also has an obligation to the taxpayers and the people that have provided money for this to do the project as it was designed. And we knew going in a long time ago, this would have an impact on anybody doing business there. Glo and Liz have done a great job at trying to make, you know, trying to make this work up to and including, you know, there's no reason in theory that this boatyard has to need that, you know, design the way it is. Was $1 million or that we've spent just to make sure that the current use of that can still be done. It didn't have to happen. Borough could have said, we can spend that on maybe a travel lift. Chose not to do that to work with the local vendors that are already out there. I think the answer is Glo and whoever the construction company is will probably do everything they can do to make it work for everybody. But it's hard to make a promise right now. I mean, you do that to a contractor and they're going to say, okay, yeah, we can do it. We can do anything. Here's the cost. You know, and do we want to, does the assembly want to incur additional costs for these folks who were warned many, many years ago that this could happen someday?
And I guess I would also caution, you know, as we look at the future of leases, and I've said this before, but, you know, we're going to have to really evaluate these leases. We're going to need to make sure that these leaseholders do what they say they're going to do and that there is a way out. Again, these leases are going to be on the edge of a circus ring. And there should be some language in there, I hope, that says you don't accomplish, you shutter your business, you do X, Y, and Z, then there's a transition out. And so to sit back here and say, for one existing business owner, what he's signing up for, when maybe he doesn't know what he's signing up for. And so promises, it's a real sticky thing to promise, you know, a future like that and to require him to promise his future. And so I think starting, you know, from scratch with a business plan that can realize what the new rules are out there, because there will be some new rules, some new costs, and you know, I think that also is important for us to consider.
Is your question, Member Martin?
Partly.
Fair enough. I'll chime in real briefly, then I'll pass over to you guys. I'll be clear, I'll be voting for this. As a private business owner, I empathize very much with the leaseholders out there right now. But this is a huge, and I mean, this is like, to be redundant, we're 30 years into like wanting this thing. I mean, this is huge marine infrastructure. For those people who do have lease agreements afterwards, they're gonna have a much better facility than they've had now. I'm excited. How much money is into this, Glo? How much was the grant? 17 million?
Well, we have the potential for that. Thanks to the voters. Yeah. You know, they also have put some skin in the game.
Absolutely.
Too, but 14 plus million from the feds.
It's real money. Anyway, wanted to get it on record. I'll be voting for this today. Member Valentine, you had your hand out.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Member Martin, I see where you're getting at. Like, 'cause it's like a do good for the borough and working with the people that have been there to like, hey, you know, we'll put this, we'll do this spot first here, take that spot while we do the rest of it. I get that. And then I'm trying to think of it on a business side of things too, where if I was to compare this to like a remodel of a building and this person had, you know, this room and that needs to be remodeled. Okay, we're going to remodel this area first, da-da-da. Kind of running that through my head, I almost feel as though, well, there's a couple questions like what Glow said is, actually, is this new spot that we're going to build for you, is this actually sufficient to what you want? Because you promised and signed an agreement that you're going to take this whatever we give you, right? This one spot. Maybe it's not as conducive as they thought it was. There's new rules that are applied to it. And it almost seems like it would be easier to first do these cuts and then reopen it to have the leasees come in and have a better opportunity to argue their new points. Now, I do agree, like, the borough could do something like that where we'll help you try to build this place up first while we do the rest. But I do also understand the whole, like, let's just first make a clean slate and then bring them back in. And it could be also just, like, giving them first right to come back, you know, first lessees to make the moves and things like that. And that's just what I was thinking as you were asking that question. But more what I was getting at, just then I'm going to be done, is that I know that there was things stated that there's always concern when the public, you know, well, the borough is going to build this new hall out and we're going to be building this new industry and these new jobs, and it makes Pilar and Mergus and other people scared that it's going to take business away. And there's always the being scared that that could happen. And I just want to note for the previous owners that have been there for a long time, I don't want y'all to forget that loyalty in this town is also very huge. That when this new dock gets built, or excuse me, this haul out gets built, it will attract a lot of attention, and there will be a lot of attention to use it, but also more attention that we might not be seeing that could also benefit people that have been around for 15 years, that are that have been here previously, that have shown good work, and that there's so many people, especially in Southeast Alaska, that enjoy loyalty and good hardworking people that they've known for a long time to rather use you than this other new business that comes in. And so I just want to, I don't know if it makes anybody feel any better, but it's just like, I don't want to discredit the fact that y'all have done a good job. And I think that that's going to go very far with this 1.5 year hiccup, right? So when it does come back, I think you're going to be surprised, or maybe not, of your services still being provided and still having work and stuff like that. I bought a legacy business, and it's hard to meet some standards, but through the loyalty that was built there, and I'm able to still provide somewhat decent service to them, that I there's a lot of people that still come back to me. And even though I'm making changes, and anyhow, I just want to reiterate to those that are the leasees that are getting going through this. I think that this year and a half hiccup will, I don't want to always be negative about it. I really do think that it's going to draw a lot more attention, and it'll all draw attention to you guys if you decide to come back and provide your service, because loyalty around Southeast is really huge. I think that's really important to note. Thank you.
Any further discussion? The clerk, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member yes. Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman? Yes. Thank you.
Resolution 2026-09 passes unanimously. Moving us on to item E, resolution 2026-10. Resolution in support of a return to a defined benefit retirement system for public employees, including House Bill 78. I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Discussion. Member Mucci, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was asked to put this on the agenda, and I noticed this afternoon or whenever we're here, is that there were several mentions of the word regarding the bill as originally authored. And I don't know.
I believe it was prior to Amendment 1, I believe was the exact language.
Yeah. And
in case you were thinking to make an amendment.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we were all talking about the same thing and from the comments that we heard. So
I would entertain an amendment to include that specific language if anybody is so inclined.
So moved.
Or, yeah.
Yep.
To prior to
prior
amendment
to the
one.
Amendment.
Yep. You got that, Becky?
Yeah, so approval of HB 78 as it was written prior to amendment number 1. Okay.
Second.
So the amendment was made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion on said amendment.
I have an inquiry.
Please.
Would a conflict of interest apply on a resolution if my wife is a would be affected by this legislation?
I don't think so, because it's not us voting locally. This is a resolution we're sending to the state. Does that resonate with you, Clerk Regula?
Yes.
It isn't like we're voting on the school contract, you know, direct money to his family. This is, am I on good footing, or what do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, no, so no.
All right.
Good question. Thank you. Further discussion on the amendment. In that case, will the clerk call?
Yes. Could you remind me what the second, who seconded that amendment?
Newman. Member Newman.
Okay, thank you. All right. Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the amendment passes unanimously. Now back to the main motion, resolution of 2026-10 as amended. Further discussion. I'll just briefly chime in. Thank you, members of the public that spoke about this. For all the reasons they spoke to, I think it'd be really critical to getting and retaining good educators. So I hope the legislature and the governor listen, although I'm cautiously pessimistic. Seeing nothing further, the clerk, please call the roll.
Member Valentine?
Yes. Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2026-10 passes unanimously as amended.